Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky back together here. Buck, we've got a lot of stuff to get to today. So I say we jump in. We're going to hit on what we saw last night, the Bears dismantling the New England Patriots. The little quarterback discussion needs to take place there with that game as well. Going to jump in and give our early returns on those two big wideout moves we saw in the offseason with Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill, as well as look ahead or actually look back at last year's draft. And you've got a list of rookies that are looking like home run value picks. So we'll touch on those as well. But we got to start off. We got a trade, man. We love it when we get kind of breaking news or things happening. And this is something that went down yesterday, but the Jets, having lost the talented Breece Hall for the season, they went out and got a running back in James Robinson from the Jags. And for those who don't know, Buck, you are tied in with the Jags. You are on their broadcast, their radio broadcast, each and every week. You've seen James Robinson up close. What can you tell me about him? What are the Jets getting?
You know, a really solid player. This move made a lot of sense when you look at what was going on in New York. You lose Breece Hall, who really anchored their rushing attack, did a really good job of kind of giving some stability to this offense as they were seeking to build an identity. Well, now that he is out with an ACL injury, you bring in James Robinson, who is a tough guy runner, meaning he excels at running between the tackles. He's a physical runner that does a great job of finishing his runs with violence. Coming off of an Achilles injury, he showed no ill effects. He's not a home run hitter in terms of his speed and explosiveness, but he's a steady, productive runner who is going to certainly add some power to that run game. I think having him with Michael Carter will really solidify this run game. It won't be the same because I believe Breece Hall is a superstar, but this is a very productive start in the league, someone who certainly can carry a heavy workload. The Jets found one of the best options on the market by being able to get James Robinson at the time.
Yeah, and look, a conditional six that can turn into a five. It's not a steep cost. I think it's a great move by Joe Douglas and the Jets to get him plugged in. I think he complements Michael Carter quite well. They're still going to be a physical team. You know, look, there's nothing you can do about the Elijah Vera Tucker injury. That's going to be hard to replace him. Hopefully get George Fant back here soon. But that's a big injury for them. There's nothing you can do. Nobody's going to be parting with a premier offensive lineman at this point in time of the season, but you can help offset the loss of the running back. I think they've done that. And when you look at the numbers, he's got a 4.5 career yards per carry in his 3-year career here, James Robinson. He's been productive. And look, the Jags are improved right now, but he's played on some bad Jags teams and found a way to be productive.
Yeah, for a while there, man, he was the only option that you had on offense. I mean, he was coming into the league, undrafted free agent, making his mark, making the team, and then growing into a prominent role. Like, they felt so good about him. He was one of the reasons why they let Leonard Fournette walk out of the door. And so when I think about James Robinson and what he can add to the Jets, he gives them a solid frontline player, a solid starter that can handle a heavy workload, 15 to 22 carries. He has the capability of being able to get you 100 yards in this system where they do a lot of the heavy lifting for the running back. He should be very productive because he is one of those one-cut runners who is very decisive with the ball in his hands.
No doubt. So you look at James Robinson coming in, trying to give the Jets a little bit of a lift. The Jets' next opponent is the New England Patriots, which kind of gets us to what we saw last night. I mean, I don't know what to make of this NFL season, Buck. I mean, if you'd asked me last night and said, okay, it's going to be one of these teams going to score 33 points, completely dominate the game, it's going to be a blowout, there's going to be some controversy because of the quarterback situation, I would have thought, man, okay, well, you know, Justin Fields, it's been a little bit of a rocky start. The Bears aren't very good. They're a 2-win team coming into that game. And nope, Justin Fields lit up the New England Patriots on the ground and in the air. The Patriots end up pulling Mac Jones early in this game for Bailey Zappe, who did not play well after an initial little spurt where they had some offense. And Bailey Zappe kind of came back to maybe who he was a little bit at that point in time. But your biggest takeaway from that thumping last night?
Biggest takeaway that the Bears have found an identity on offense. I love Matt Eberflus and what he does on defense. I believe their system is solid. Tampa, too, do a great job of running to the ball, hustling to the ball. Things are simplistic, but they're executed at a high level. Offensively, I felt like it was always a hodgepodge of things that they were trying to do on offense. Well, it appears that they took advantage of the early Thursday night game that they had, I think, a couple weeks ago against the Washington Commanders, took that extra time and built in some game plan things that really played to Justin Fields' strength. More designed quarterback runs, more called quarterback runs that put him on the perimeter. We also saw him aggressively utilize his legs to add to that element. I think when you look around, this is the version of Justin Fields that has to show up, because when he's running around and making plays like this, it does open up the rest of the field for the Bears. And you saw this offense function at a high level because they started to use Justin Fields as a guy that sets up everything.
Yeah, I almost feel like it was, you know, they've kind of been at Costco, and you go to Costco and you get the little samples. Like, they've sampled all these different styles of plays and what kind of offense they want to be. And it's like they finally got that one little cracker and they're like, oh, this is it. Okay, this is the one. Let me get more of that. And that's what they've done. They've stumbled upon a role in a system that fits Justin Fields. And we saw what that can look like. And it's difficult to defend it because you don't see it very often. He's got a unique set of skills. And I thought, to me, his eyes worked as well as I've seen them work so far in his young career. So that was promising. I also think with the Bears, they've got two stars on defense. Roquan Smith is going to get a lot of money. I mean, he was all over the field in that game. And then Jaquan Brisker is a home run pick. He's been impressive, man. That's one of the better young players right now on defense in the league. I've been impressed with him.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with what they've been able to do. The Bears defense, when you think about the franchise is really defined by the play of their defense. You think about all their star players, you think about the Monsters of the Midway, all of those things come back to being able to be great on defense in Chicago. Well, when I look at this team and I think about the way that you have to build your defense, is I need to have a star playmaker at the second level. So that's Roquan Smith. I need to have someone in the middle who can make things happen in the deep end. And we've talked about that. The young guys stepped up, and really Jawan Brisker stepped up and played really, really well. So as I'm looking at the way this team is trending, they're trending the right way because defensively they've always been able to keep scoring out. But now offensively, if they're able to run the football, then I would even say do some of that Giants-esque stuff with Justin Fields as he's learning how to play the position, man, this team is going to be a tough out. They're going to be a tough team to deal with.
No doubt. Three picks in that game. Kyler Gordon got one. Brisker got one. Roquan got one. Really an all-around game from Roquan Smith was awesome. So good to see from the Bears on the defensive side of the ball. I'm going to give you my take here on the Patriots quarterback situation. You tell me where I'm right, where I'm wrong, what you think. Because I feel like on this pod, for years now, hundreds and hundreds of episodes, we kind of coined the phrase trucks and trailers. And there's going to be the debate. There's going to be people in the Mac Jones camp, and there's going to be people in the Bailey Zappe camp. And there's going to be folks saying, well, it's, you know, with the coaching situation that they have around them, it's they don't have the playmakers that they need. They don't have this. They don't have that. And some people are going to make that statement for Mac. Some people are going to make that statement for Bailey Zappe. Buck, they're the same. They're both trailers. Neither one of those guys are trucks. They're just not trucks. So either one of them, if they're going to have success, they need to have the P's in place. You need to have the right play caller, the right protection, the right playmakers. And you can win games when you have those things. With either one of those guys, you can win some games. You can be competitive. But these are not trucks that are going to be pulling along everybody else. I mean, they have to have everything dialed in and perfect. And right now it is not. And I think you saw both of them struggle in that game because of it.
Yeah, you did see both teams struggle because both guys struggle because of it. And to me, I am really kind of blown away by the fact that the Patriots made the move so quickly to go to Bailey Zappe. If you can go through the whole song and dance of getting Mac Jones ready to play, particularly undercover, the way that they did it, you would like to see him get more opportunities to kind of work through some of the rust that certainly played this game. To me, it speaks to a bigger thing where I don't know if the coaches trust Mac Jones. And this is a team that they might be among the league leaders in turnovers. They might be number one in terms of giveaways. They've turned the ball over. He's been very careless with the ball. And so the only way you really can get a player's attention sometimes is to sit them down. And for him to know that, I don't know when you would go back into the lineup. And so I feel like that's at play, but I can't necessarily say that everything falls on them when the pieces around them aren't at a high level, don't have A-level talent around them. It's just one of those unfortunate things that when you're the quarterback, you get blamed for the good. You get a lot of credit for the, you get blamed for the bad. You get a lot of credit for the good. And right now, Mac Jones is in this because Bailey Zappe was the hot, unknown backup quarterback who exceeded expectations. So now everyone wants to see, well, is he Tom Brady? Is he the next Tom Brady? As opposed to
spoiler alert.
And so
no,
I'm just saying it's different.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Look, Mac last year, 22 touchdowns, 13 picks, threw for almost 4,000 yards, completed 67.6% of his passes. Still, it's a high number of turnovers with the 13 picks. This year, 2 touchdowns, 6 picks, completion percentage is down a couple points. I don't think it's a great environment for a quarterback there. I fully admit that. I see that. But I also think, you know, this is not, you know, somebody with the elite upside. We talked about Matt kind of coming in, even though he hadn't played a ton of ball at Alabama, we felt like we kind of knew what he was and kind of where the ceiling was with him. And everything's got to be good around him. And they're not. They're not good around him. And I think that Bailey Zappe has some of those same limitations. So I don't get why you're pulling the plug on Mac so fast when I don't know that you can dream on the upside or the difference with Bailey Zappe. It's one thing, you know, you've got a tremendous athlete or you've got somebody with a big arm who maybe expands the playbook and you're like, you know what, let's go with him because there's a bigger payoff down the road. I don't think Bailey Zappi's ceiling is any higher than Mac Jones. I could make a case of the opposite. So that to me, you know, when you're messing with the confidence and the psyche of a young quarterback, that's dangerous. So we'll see how this goes from this point forward.
Yeah, it's really dangerous. It's dangerous in a few different areas. It's dangerous because what you have is a player in Mac Jones who played pretty well as a rookie. He's going through some struggles right now. He's trying to figure out how to play the game. He's trying to figure out how to manage the game and take care of the football and all that other stuff. But he hasn't played well. Injuries might have played in that. The sophomore slump has been a part of that. People have gotten tape on him. They're going to challenge him in different ways than he's been challenged before. And so he has to get in the lab and try and figure out what works. Bailey Zappe, I see the intrigue, and I understand it because you think about the records that he holds as a collegian, man. I don't know if anyone has thrown as many passes at him, completed as many passes as he has during his time, but he's a small arm quarterback, so he can't necessarily expand or stretch the field with his big plays. And so it's great when teams are playing off and there's not a lot of complexity to how they're playing you. It's different when you have changing things and guys that are willing to walk up and take away your weapons by utilizing press coverage. Then you have to anticipate. You got to be better with your accuracy. Your arm strength shows up. I don't know if he grades out high in each of those areas, which is why I'm a little more reserved on him than I am Mac Jones.
Yeah, I just imagine that, you know, Mac woke up this morning and like on his phone, you know, you can somehow you get the pictures to roll through and you can create a playlist. I think he's got like Boys to Men. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday with Josh McDaniels. Just one picture after Josh McDaniels after another, him just looking at it going, man, I miss that dude. Like, for whatever people, you know, criticize Josh McDaniels over his career, when he's in New England, he's always had good offense. He's found ways to get the quarterbacks to play at a high level. Mac Jones last year to this year, completely different. And what's changed? Look at who's in his ear. You know, look at who's designing protections. Look who's in his ear calling plays. They missed Josh McDaniels in a big way. All right, we're going to take a quick little break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about Tyreek Hill and Davante Adams, two of the big wideout acquisitions in the offseason. How are they doing and what have we seen? We'll get to that right after this. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater. Yep. You remember that, John?
That's my first game winner I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my day.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
All right, Buck, let's jump in here and talk about Tyreek Hill and Davante Adams and how they look with their new teams now that we've seen them for a good stretch. The numbers have been impressive for both. I'll start you off here on Tyreek Hill. What have you seen? What's his impact been with the Dolphins?
A tremendous impact player. He's been everything that they've needed in this offense. This offense is fast. This offense is explosive. And you've seen when Tua Tagovailoa is there, man, they are a problem. Even though the last time that we watched this offense operate against the Pittsburgh Steelers, I felt like they left a bunch of points on the field. You can see how they scare people to death. The combination of Tyreek Hill being the number one receiver, being able to really take the top off the defense on vertical plays, while also giving you the big play dimension on these crossing routes and catch and run concepts, has allowed other guys to get loose. Jaylen Waddle being able to get loose away from him. So then you got two guys that you have to defend. So when I look at the Dolphins offense, I know they've done a bunch of different things and trying to run it and get it out of his hands. But this guy, Tyreek Hill, has been the biggest impact player on this offense. And I think that's exactly what they wanted to pay for when they made the trade to get him. And they signed him to that big that blockbuster deal.
All right, let's put the numbers in perspective. He's on pace right now for 138 catches for 1,887 yards. So like 2,000 yards is not impossible here for him in this upcoming season. I went back and watched the cut-up of his explosives. So according to PFF, he had 19 explosive plays. So I wanted to see how are these coming within this offense? How are they utilizing him and what's working? The ones that jumped out to me, I kind of broke these up in different categories, Buck. If you're just looking at posts and goes, right, he's just climbing on top and making plays over the top. That was five of those 19 were him getting over the top. Then you had a couple, you know, three of those quick hitters, tunnel screens, bubbles, just get the ball into him, and then he's able to make things happen after the catch and get you an explosive. But the majority of them, I want to get your take on this. I thought it was fascinating. I kind of broke it down kind of middle of the field. Diggs, a couple bang eights, but really because of the safety depth that he sees, that he demands, they have found a nice void working in the middle of the field. And that's something you saw Kansas City, you know, start to adjust and start to take advantage of with the coverage they're seeing. But that's where he's doing most of his work is right there in the middle of the field in that void.
And it works well with the quarterback because you think about Tua Tagovailoa. Tua Tagovailoa has always been at his best throwing in breaking routes over the middle of the field. Going back to his days at Alabama, Tua did a great job of really utilizing the RPO game to get up and going. And so now what I believe the Dolphins have done is recreated significant parts of Alabama offense, meaning not only the superior matchup advantage that Alabama had where they had playmakers galore on the outside. The Dolphins now have that. But also what they're asking him to do in terms of throws, well, all these throws are in the wheelhouse. And when you have playmakers like Tyreek Hill, like Jaylen Waddle, like Mike Gesicki, and a quarterback that kind of operates inside the numbers, when you put all these guys in sync and allow them to do the thing in terms of playing to their strengths, that's when the magic happens. We've seen that happen on multiple occasions with the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, I'm kind of just going back through my notes on Tua as you brought that up. It's very fascinating. And I just talked about the pace, the rhythm. He's at his best on slants and crossers. You know, doesn't have an overpowering arm. When you think about big time overpowering arms, a lot of that's outside. You know, about the big boy throws, the hole shots, the deep outs. Like they're living right in his comfort zone, right dead smack in the middle of the field. So it's been a good scheme fit with him. And again, they've recreated, as you've mentioned numerous times, they've just recreated that Alabama setup there for Tua.
I mean, why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know Tua takes on a lot of incoming just because he hasn't been maybe what some people thought. And also his classmate, Justin Herbert, has played at a ridiculous level. But you got to remember how Tua was viewed before his injury at Alabama. The Tank for Tua campaign, how he was sought after. And I think what people may have missed because he was away for so long and he didn't necessarily have a coach, Brian Flores, that really tried to build the offense around him. We said at his best, you're talking about a Drew Brees playmaker. And Drew Brees, at his best, Drew Brees was a pass-first point guard who operated in the middle of the field. Seams, shots, check down screens, Drew Brees was the master at it. I believe in time, Tua Tagovailoa is going to be able to do the same thing. But much like Drew, he has to have the right supporting cast around him to play at his best. I think the Miami Dolphins have started to surround Tua with the right weapons that will allow him to play his best.
No doubt. All right, let's get over to Devontae Adams. I mentioned the pace that Tyreek Hill's on. Devontae Adams, not on a pace for as many yards or catches, but 105 catches, 1,442 yards, but 14 touchdowns. So he's been a point producer there with his buddy Derek Carr. What have you seen from Devontae Adams? How do you like the fit?
I still like the fit, and I like the fit because the Raiders have like four legitimate stars, their offense, and they aren't afraid to feed the stars. So we think about the wide receivers, they have three guys. Devontae Adams is the number one. Hunter Renfrow is one of the best slots that you can find. Darren Waller, when healthy, is a problem. In the backfield, Josh Jacobs has really shown people that he is a certified baller at the position. With Devontae Adams, I think what Josh McDaniels has done is really kind of kept it simple the last 3 or 4 weeks. The ball goes to Josh Jacobs. The ball goes to Devontae Adams. And after that, everybody else is left to fend for themselves. But the ball is going to their two best players. And Devontae Adams has given them that steady Eddie dependability that you want from your number one. Wins against single and double coverage. Can run the entire route tree. But he's made big plays in a timely fashion. And so as this team continues to build it from running game to passing game with Josh Jacobs taking on a bigger role. He had three straight 100-yard games. You're going to see Devontae Adams have more room and space because you can't take away both of them. You take away 17, number 28 is going to hit you in the mouth. You take away 28, number 17 is going to get loose. So the Raiders are finding their identity. They're also finding a ton of success with Devontae Adams on the field.
No doubt. And you mentioned him being a complete receiver, and that shows up when you watch his explosives. We're watching highlights right now, seeing a lot of the work he's done in the red zone, producing those touchdowns. But when you look at his explosives, not quite as many. I think he's a handful behind Tyreek in terms of explosives, but you're seeing a mixture. I've got four in-cut explosives, couple back shoulders, a couple in the slot just working in the middle. I've got two of the go ball post balls over the top. You've got, you know, a whole shot. You've got an out. Like, he's literally lining up inside, outside, and winning on every route imaginable in producing chunk plays. So he is the definition of a complete receiver. He's the definition of a number one receiver. You know, we've always talked about the fact, you know, a number one is when it's third down red zone and everybody in the stadium knows where the ball's going. You can't stop it. That's Devontae Adams.
It absolutely is Devontae Adams. I think the Raiders recognize and appreciate what it's like to have a number one on the field. I also know the Green Bay Packers are longing for that kind of playmaker there, because what we're seeing is, man, it's a lot easier when you have a guy that's established. And yes, you've homegrown, you've developed your own, but this dude is a little different. And so, look, the Raiders certainly welcome it. Their record doesn't reflect it, but he's a problem. And as long as he's a problem in the passing game, it creates more problems for defenses trying to deal with him in the passing game and Josh Jacobs in the running game.
Yeah, I think teams might, you know, think twice now. You better know what you've got, you know, left in the cupboard. Kansas City did a nice job of kind of evaluating their roster and their scheme and their quarterback and realized they could still keep it rolling even without Tyreek Hill because of the price tag on Tyreek Hill. They correctly evaluated. I don't know that Green Bay did the same. I don't know that they had a backup plan that was going to work out, and it hasn't worked out thus far. So, you know, we'll see if those guys can start gelling. We talked about it yesterday about how the little audio clip of Aaron Rodgers saying he's looking forward to going to Buffalo and the whole world's against him and yada, yada, yada. But that don't look good. It doesn't look good right now for the Green Bay Packers. All right, we're going to take Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. You wrote a very fascinating article on 10 early steals from the 2022 NFL draft. We're going to dig into a handful of those names and get your take on. We'll do that right after the break. You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater. Yep. You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game, bro.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. Symbiotica.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com. Where America goes to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Looking at some rookies, Buck, I feel like every week you're doing Jags games, I'm doing Chargers games, and I feel like we're seeing all these rookies play prominent roles and play at a very high level. The early returns on this draft class, this 2022 draft class, has been outstanding. But you've identified 10 early steals. I want to go over a couple of them here, a handful of them. And number one on your list is a guy I got a chance to see last week who was freaking impressive, man. Tariq Woolen with the Seahawks and the job he's done out of UTSA.
Look, I'm going to give Pete Carroll and John Snyder a ton of credit for what they've been able to do. They got back to basics when it came to the evaluations and the players that they brought in. They have a mold. They have a prototype, guys that they look for. And in Woolen, he certainly fits the mold. He's not quite as fast as Richard Sherman or – no, he's faster than Richard
he's
Sherman.
He's much faster, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, but he's in that long, rangy mold that they like to have at corner. And what the Seahawks were able to do is they were able to identify his traits, put him in a system that works for him, and he has responded. Look, 4 interceptions in 4 straight games. He is making a ton of plays on the perimeter. And even though it's not always pretty, you can see him coming into his own. And so this is a great pick, a great fit for the Seattle Seahawks. It looks like they're getting back on track, not only with him, but with a handful of other guys that they brought in doing in that class.
Yeah, it's been an awesome class. 6 or 7 of those rookies playing, starting big roles for them. You look at him, you look at Kobe Bryant, the other corners playing in the nickels, done a nice job. Kenneth Walker's been outstanding. He went off against the Chargers the other day. The 2 rookie tackles and Cross and Lucas playing big roles. Boye Mafe's out there on defense, on the edge, playing a prominent role. So, again, they kind of changed this team overnight, and they're right at the top of that division right now. So hats off to them and the job they've done. Number 3 on your list, a guy that we've both seen this year up close and personal, and that's the Texans running back Dameon Pierce.
A grown man with the ball in his hand. You know, it's one of those things that when I watched him at Florida, I mean, I knew there was a place for him in the league. I didn't know he would be a frontline starter, let alone a workhorse running back. But there, when you look at just the clips, look at the physicality, the violence. I mean, this is what you want to see. He is executing big boy runs, setting the tone for this offense, being able to really run tack. DJ, last week to his game, he led the league in yards after contact, 414. He had more yards after contact than he had legitimate yards. And so that's how he's pulling through. He has enabled the Texans to kind of keep games close because he's such a battle-tested workhorse who really brings that physicality and toughness that you always want in an RB1.
Yeah, Buck, you know, Damian Pierce looks like a home run pick for the Texans. Let's keep going down your list here. Let's jump to number six, and that's Patriots corner Jack Jones, who's been really an impressive guy. I know you've known him going back to high school from the Los Angeles area, was a five-star recruit, started out at SC, had gotten a little bit of trouble, ends up at Arizona State where he played well. But I think now you're seeing kind of that five-star pedigree show up with the New England Patriots.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a steal because he's a guy who never should have been a fourth-round pick. The talent suggested this dude is big time. He was a big-time player in high school. He showed big-time ability at college, but you had to work through some of the character stuff. Well, now you get him in New England and you put him in a system that allows him to really play to his strengths. This guy can do it all. He can play man-to-man. He can play zone. He has outstanding instincts and awareness. And you're seeing him get around the football, make plays, be aggressive. He's very disruptive. And so Bill Belichick has done a great job of finding a guy that certainly fits their system and finding a guy at a right value that, look, fourth-round player with first-round ability, that's who Jack Jones is.
I'm looking back through my notes from Bill Belichick. This is from 1991. I've referenced this numerous times. This was a scouting clinic they did with their staff, I believe, when they were with the Cleveland Browns, and what he looks for in different positions. And when you get to corners, a couple of the notes here, Buck, ball skills and judgment are essential more so than pure speed and agility. And I looked at Jack Jones' combine numbers. He was 5'10", 6", 171 pounds. He ran 4.51. So this is not a low 4.3 corner, but this is somebody with unbelievable eyes and ball skills, something that Belichick has always coveted there. And also, you know, he talks about some of these other things in here. You need to, he says you need to have one pure cover corner that can match up. And that's what he is. He can play any coverage. You can put him on any type of receiver. He's going to always be in frame. He's going to always make things happen.
And he does it. And he does it over and over and over again. And when you watch him play, you just see him just make a ton of plays, man, just doing what he does, like in terms of like being able to jump routes, read routes, anticipate throws. He can play with his eyes on the man or he can play with his eyes cocked inside on the quarterback. And position is such a nuanced position where you have to have so many tools in your toolbox to be what we regard as elite. Jack Jones has a set of tools that could make him an elite player at the position very, very early in his career.
Yeah, how about that? They let J.C. Jackson walk. J.C. Jackson was not playing well for the Chargers. Now he's out for the season after tearing his patella. And here they are with Jack Jones playing at a high level, costing him next to nothing. Looking like a wise move on their part. Romeo Doubs, number 9 on your list from the Packers. Is this just Nabil putting this in there, or you actually really like this?
Well, I did like this. And now, to be honest, full disclosure, this list was done before the Washington Commanders game. If I watched him against the Washington Commanders game, I might not have included him in the top 10. Yeah, but he put a few balls on the ground in that one. Prior to that, though, he had had a very, very solid performance for most of the year. But I think you have to understand exactly what he is. Not a number one, more of a number two, number three. And for the Packers, they needed that. They needed dependable pass catchers. So he had been that to that point. Last week was not a good week. But I'm hoping that he bounces back. He allows me to make amends for putting him in the list, even though he didn't play well against the Commanders. But this is a solid player. We'll see if he can get back on track when they play the Buffalo Bills on Sunday night.
Yeah, they've needed him because Christian Watson hasn't been healthy. So he's been out there. He has made some plays again, a couple drops the other day. Well, it happens. All right, number 10 on your list, the Colts, Jelani Woods, a big tight end out of Virginia. Somebody that I remember you were in love with him. The first time you saw him, I believe, was East-West. The first All-Star game you saw him at, and I remember talking on the phone with you and be like, dude, you got to do this tight end from Virginia, because I hadn't done him at that point in time, and he's been awesome.
Big body playmaker, a guy who is big, physical, has really improved tremendously on as a run blocker. And so as we think about this offense evolving, now that they have Sam Ehlinger on the field, I mean, he's another guy who expands the strike zone. He should make it easy for Ehlinger to target someone over the middle of the field. This dude is huge. I mean, you talked about 6'7", post up a guy who has a knack for putting the ball in the paint. I expect to see him put up big numbers, nice numbers, with the young quarterback taking over for Matt Ryan.
No doubt. And if you want to see the rest of Bucky's list, just go to NFL.com. You'll be able to find it right there. You can get the 10 steals. The early returns on this draft class have been outstanding, and Bucky's got five more names you can read about there at NFL.com. I do want to remind everybody, we've got Ravens Bucks. That is coming up on Thursday night. You can watch it at 8:15 p.m. Eastern on Prime Video. It's also going to be available on NFL Plus. Speaking of NFL Plus, the floor is yours, Buck.
NFL Plus is the league's new exclusive video streaming subscription service. NFL Plus has your game day covered with live local and primetime regular season and postseason games right on your phone or tablet. NFL Plus is available in the NFL app and at NFL.com. Subscription plans start at just $4.99 a month. Fans can visit plus.nfl.com and sign up for your free trial of NFL Plus today.
Nobody does that better than Bucky Brooks. Want to encourage everybody, all the Move the Six content, you can find it on the NFL's YouTube channel. You can find it at NFL.com, the NFL channel, or the NFL app. We've got you covered there. It's been fun as we kind of get into the guts of this season. I actually started watching some offensive linemen yesterday, so on the draft stuff, starting to get into it now. Probably, you know, maybe we jump in that on Thursday. If not for sure next week, we're going to start talking more about these prospects, and it's that time of year. Every year when Halloween's around the corner, I know, I better start get going on these guys. So, the work has begun, Buck.
Yeah, the work has begun because Halloween signifies two things. Signifies college football is coming to the ultimate moments, and candy corn. Candy corn is on the way. Candy corn should be in buckets everywhere.
Yep.
Candy corn. Make sure you get that candy corn, that sweet, delicious treat.
Yeah. Joy Taylor is a wonderful friend of ours, and she is dead wrong on candy corn. Candy corn is a very valuable candy as we get to Halloween. So keep that in mind. We're the Candy Corn Podcast of record. That's going to do it for us. Appreciate you guys hanging with us. We'll catch you next time right here on Move the Sticks. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.